Number three on the agenda, Ronan Levi and Emma Finkelstein.
Hi, good evening. Chairman, members of the board.
Before you start, could you give the RCC up to your name, please?
My name is Thomas Curra, architect.
Okay, could I swear to you, please? Raise your right hand, do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you. Are the mailings in order?
Yes, they are.
Thank you.
Okay.
According to the agenda, you are seeking a variance for a proposed second floor addition to a single-family dwelling in the R20 zone.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Why don't you go ahead and describe for us what is your plan?
Sure, well, the Levy residence is a one-story frame home situated on the northerly side of this 22,000 square foot lot. The structure itself is not conforming with respect to the side yard, which exists at 12.7 feet. 20 foot is required under current zoning regulations. In order to accommodate the Levy's growing family, it is proposed that the small bedroom at the first floor, front of the home, be converted to a study and a new larger bedroom suite and exercise area be implemented into a new second-story addition. To achieve the proposed scope of work within practical means, we propose a vertical enlargement of the existing footprint. There will be no encroachment outside of the perimeter of the existing house.
So the footprint doesn't change?
It doesn't change. This would allow for the plumbing and existing stairwell, which are on the northerly side of the home, to be stacked, which has a lot of financial benefits. And since there's a cathedral ceiling over the kitchen, any proposed enlargement on that side would be costly and aesthetically prohibitive. It is for these reasons we are seeking a variance for the 7.3 feet side yard encroachment. There will be other minor alterations, such as the stairwells to comply with building code, but no other alterations are proposed on the first floor or basement. We believe this enlargement will not have any adverse effect on adjacent properties, nor on the community, and will actually be an enhancement, particularly to the curb appeal of the home.
Okay, and it looks like this is going to remain a two-bedroom house.
That's correct.
I drive by all the time, so I'm familiar with the house. It's obviously very tiny.
It's a very large lot.
Yeah, and the lot is decent size, yeah.
It's situated so far to the left. Looks like the lot had made it combined at one point. But I have a photo on it. A photo of that particular side.
That's the short side.
That's short side.
Okay.
We have that. Is that the same side as the driveway, or is it the
opposite? Okay. Driveway runs down the middle of the lot. So there's no increase in impervious surface. There's no need for additional stormwater drainage. Everything being vertically enlarged, siding matched, windows matched. But we are changing the roof line a bit to make a little more interest, creating a nicer portico and have a intersecting hip gables in the front. I'll show you what that looks like. So the new front facade, a little different than, a little different than the existing. Oh, we have the elevations here hanging up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No increase in the footprint, and we just need a variance from the existing nonconformity.
That's correct.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions on this application? Okay. No one does. That's good.
That's
board members.
Next
question.
This is three houses from me. I have no problem.
Okay. Everybody comfortable voting on this tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Any other questions from the board members for the applicant? I think it's fairly straightforward. Okay. All right. So the board members are prepared to vote on this tonight. So we'll close the public hearing and take a vote. Before I do that, do you have any final statements you'd like to make in support of the application?
No.
Okay. Good.
Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present the application?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great, thank you. This is pretty straightforward. I'll entertain any motion anyone cares to make on this application.
I'll make a motion to grant the applicant an 8-foot variance from the north side setback, where 20 feet is required and 12.7 feet is proposed, as the existing domicile exists, stands.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Bob with the second. And Paul, you can address the criteria.
Yes. Whether an undesirable change would produce the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created by this variance. I know I don't think there'll be any change whatsoever to the character of the neighborhood. And in fact, it'll be an improvement to the character of the neighborhood by allowing this application, this variance. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance. No, they're already in non-compliance as they exist, so anything they wanted to do whatsoever would require a variance. And they're not seeking to expand the footprint or get any closer to the line, so there is no method that can do that without a variance. Whether the request of variance is substantial, because it's pre-existing non-conforming, I don't believe it is substantial. Certainly it's not substantial in that neighborhood. But the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. There's no evidence of that, and I don't believe it would have any. With the alleged difficulty was self-created, it is not self-created. This is a pre-existing non-conforming property. Any expansion in any direction would require a variance, so it is not self-created.
Okay, thank you, Paul. We'll do a roll call vote. Steve, I'll start with you.
All in favor.
Rob?
In favor.
John?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Paul?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. Mayor Sacramento.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's a good
deal. Thank you.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
You too.